Hey, Meet Cute listeners, we are Likewise, a recommendation app for TV shows, movies, books, and podcasts used by millions of romance fans just like you. Everyone has a romance trope they can't get enough of. Whether you're into dark romantic fantasies, enemies to lovers, or slow burns, you can discover more of it on Likewise. You can search for specific genres, tropes, or themes and instantly get recommendations picked specifically for you. Download the Likewise app today.
Maura! Oh, there you are. What's the ETA on the guests? The staff pre-sale meet and greet's my favorite.
Housekeeping's on the way. I heard Jacques' dining staff is pre-gaming in the galley.
Oh, that Jacques. Such a rogue. Oh, excuse me, ma'am. Let's put the mermaid ice sculpture on that table. And, oh, sir, can we dust off the piano? Never been a cruise director for a ship so big. So much to handle.
You'll rock this, girl. You okay about being at sea for so long? Glad my love is on board. I don't know what I'd do without Chester here.
Oh, I didn't mention. Chip and I got divorced.
You what?
No big deal. Lord knows there'll be hot men on the ship to distract me.
Well, okay. How about that new captain? He is like fire.
Wait, fire's good, right? Ugh, I heard he's hard to please. God, I'm so nervous. But I have a secret weapon up my sleeve. Everyone's coming! Welcome, welcome. Have drinks. Can I have your attention? I'm Corby Park, the cruise director, and welcome to the brand new Queen Beatrice for her maiden season at sea. Thank you, thank you. This is the most incredible ship I've worked on. 16 pools, a frickin' zoo on board, 5 world-class restaurants, shore exes where you can swim with sharks, the cast of Cats doing shows every night, and rumor has it, Jimmy Buffett is boarding in Bermuda. But also, there's something romantic about cruising. You're leaving your world behind, all the bullshit, the negativity, the anger, the sadness.
What Corby's saying is this is an aspirational escape for all.
Thanks, Maura. Now, before we enjoy our cocktails, I want to introduce the captain. With 20 plus years of experience, the recipient of Captain Ahab Award and so much more, Captain Carl Johansson. Carl.
Do I have to?
Yes, please. Stand. Oh.
He's a Clooney clone.
Come on. Let's go meet him. Captain Carl. Hello?
Oh.
Hello. I'm Corby. Huge fan.
I was just leaving.
Oh, no, wait. You must see your new cockpit. I'm sure you'll be very pleased.
Getting the feeling I can't say no.
We're almost at your headquarters, and here we go. Ta-da! The Seafair 3000, the latest computerized navigation and weather controls. This model isn't even out yet. You love it, don't you?
It's horrible.
Welcome, welcome. Ooh, Mrs. Woods, nice to see you again. Now, here's your packet and itinerary.
Oh, thank you, dear. Did I hear the cast of Cats is here? I just love Mr. Mistopheles.
They're doing a meet and greet on day 2, all in your packet.
You okay?
Just mentally exhausted, and it's only day 1.
Captain's rejection stung, huh?
I'm not taking that personally. What do I care if that man doesn't like me?
That very hot man.
I can barely see the hotness through his attitude. What captain dismantles the GPS?
One who wins the Ahab Award? Didn't you know it's for the most old-school sailor?
Mm.
Carl navigated around the world using only a compass.
And why on earth, huh? I wish he were a little more Captain Morgan than Captain Ahab. And again, as long as he doesn't steer us into an iceberg, he can be as old man in the sea as he likes.
Look at you with all your nautical references.
I can't fathom why. Looks like all the guests, finally. Let's head in. The celebration deck's looking good for the 80s party, huh? Ooh, see that giant cutout of Alf?
Oh, much fun.
Ooh, girl, and you should see my outfit, Maura. I've got a Cyndi Lauper wig, Madonna cuff bracelets, and a Benetton sweatshirt.
Chip gave you that sweatshirt, right?
I don't really remember.
What happened with you and Chip?
Can't two people get divorced in peace?
Did he cheat?
It's complicated, but... Oh! Is that...
Did you
Captain?
Belch, sailor.
What's he doing?
You need to be of excellent decorum in my presence. That's a lesson from John Paul Jones himself.
John Paul Jones, like the drummer from Led Zeppelin? That guy?
You know what? You're fired.
Oh, seriously, man?
Wait, Captain! Can we straighten this out? Cap.
I will not tolerate disrespect.
The people are watching, and the guests have just boarded!
I think they'd want to see a captain who has control of his crew.
I know. They'd rather see a captain who's not a complete maniac.
Excuse me, Miss Party Planner. But I will not be called a maniac aboard my ship.
Party Planner? Take that back. I also plan the shore excursions. I assess all the Scrabble Club players' scrabbling abilities and pair them with properly matched opponents.
I'm supposed to be impressed.
I make sure every ball in that ball pit is clean, that the Gamblers Anonymous meeting are nowhere near the casino, that the magic shows feature absolutely no clowns. I know every detail of what happens on this ship, sir. My job takes thought and organization and intelligence.
Yet you're wearing a giant button that says, "Gag me with a spoon, 80s party tonight."
Oh, you're infuriating.
Sir, watch the railing!
Oh my god. I didn't mean to push him so he... Oh my god. Captain Carl, are you okay?
Where am I?
In your stateroom. It's Corby. Sir, I am so sorry. I had no idea that railing was going to collapse under the force of your body.
Need to get my crew.
Your crew's fine. Just rest, all right?
Resting's against my nature.
Okay, don't push it. Just shh, don't push it. Never seen a cabin so spare before. You're like a monk.
Let me guess, yours is filled with throw pillows and framed photos of your family back home.
Actually, I don't really have family back home. Not anymore.
Oh. Well, people are overrated.
You need to lighten up.
And you need to stop being so micromanaging and bossy.
You know what they'd call a man who is bossy? A leader.
You know, you're not the first woman who said that.
No, whoever she is, she's smart.
She's my daughter, so of course she's smart. She also thinks she has all the answers, like you.
There's one thing I can't figure out.
Hmm.
If you're so introverted, what are you doing working on a cruise ship?
That's none of your business.
Come on. If you tell me, I'll tell you something.
You can tell me if you've ever sat back and stopped telling people what to do.
You can tell me if you've ever let loose and had a good time. Oh, maybe we should make a bet. Or is it against your Captain Ahab code?
Don't mind a good wager.
Okay. You have to come to the 80s party for a whole hour.
Oh, why would I do that?
Because if you lose, you have to attend all the parties and give Chipper updates over the PA like a normal cruise captain.
Then you have to resist giving commands at this 80s party.
Fine. And what happens if I lose?
I'll figure that out.
Not so bad, is it, Captain?
55 minutes to go. Oh, yay, yay.
Wonderful party, Corby.
Thank you, Mrs. Woods. Or should I say, Evil Knievel?
You're doing a costume contest, aren't you?
A contest means giving orders.
Mrs. Woods, we might skip a contest.
But I want a trophy.
You'll win one, don't worry. Now go mingle, okay? Or don't mingle. Don't listen to me. Or do listen to me.
Harder than it looks, huh?
Should have never said yes to this.
Hi. Oh. Love your costume. You're supposed to be the captain from the Love Boat, right?
I am your captain.
Oh, so cute. Well, Captain, do you want to dance?
Captains don't dance.
Maybe in 1776 they didn't, but on the Queen Beatrice they do. Now go and bust a move.
Ah, that didn't take long.
No, that wasn't me bossing you.
You know what it was. Thanks for making it easy on me. Bye.
What's his problem?
He doesn't have a heart. Oh, he left his glasses case. Oh, what's this? Hey, excuse me.
Listen, I didn't mean to be so harsh in there.
No.
It's just dancing and me, we don't mix. But it was fun while it lasted.
No, it wasn't, but thanks. And I shouldn't have pushed you to come. It's not your thing.
Well, thank you for understanding that.
Anyway, here, you left this. Didn't take you as a crystal figurine collector. What's this one, a pig?
You shouldn't have looked inside. Wild boar, actually. That one's a tortoise. A daughter gave him to me.
Are you close?
Not really.
Where is she now?
Believe it or not, she's on this ship.
On this? You're kidding. But where? As a guest? Staff?
Not telling you.
Oh.
She's furious that I took this job. Every time she sees me, she runs away.
Ooh, I'm so sorry.
If you believe her side of the story, I wasn't there for her when she was little.
Mm.
Too hard-edged. Too into my career. Too rigid when it came to showing affection. Maybe there's some truth to that. We had a bit of a tiff a few months back. She's marrying a man I don't like.
Still, that's big of you to realize your shortcomings.
Oh, I've been to therapy. It was, kind of forced upon me.
You and therapy, I'd love to see that. Actually, therapy was forced on me, too.
Hmm.
My husband abruptly said he wanted to separate, but he said the signs had been there all along. And also, it's my fault.
Wait, was it?
I don't know. Maybe. I spent a lot of time on the therapist's couch trying to figure it out. We actually discussed the whole need to control everybody's stuff. Seems I still haven't gotten a handle on that, though.
I'm just giving you a hard time. Being in control is a noble pursuit, and often necessary. Why do you think I like captaining a ship? I'm divorced, too. Miss being married?
Miss the companionship. Having someone to talk about your day, you know, someone to go to sushi with.
Those sashimi platters are always better shared.
You like sushi? Here I thought you were a meat and potatoes guy. There's a great sushi restaurant on board, actually, but no one I'm friends with will try it with me.
Hmm.
You can say no, but maybe we can go sometime?
I think I could spare some time for sushi. It's a date.
Oh, hey, Captain, there you are.
Thought I fired you.
Yeah, where was I supposed to go, overboard? But look, we're running into some really bad weather, like a major storm.
Oh my god, bad weather? And you dismantled the nav equipment. Okay, quick, we need to reinstall it.
Excuse me? You don't trust my sailing abilities?
Come on, Captain, this is serious. We need to get that navigation equipment up and running again. No messing around!
Wow, thanks for the vote of confidence, Miss Park. Come on, sailor, let's go.
No, Captain, wait! I didn't mean to... Oh. Ooh, okay. No need to panic, everyone. Just some bad weather. You know, probably best to head indoors.
I've never seen weather like this. Popped up out of nowhere.
Yeah, or else the captain isn't as seaworthy as he thinks he is. Think he steered us right into a storm. Knew we should have kept that nav stuff running. And then I say one little thing to the captain about maybe not disabling the nav, and he gets offended. Oh, it's okay, everyone. Just get inside. The storm will pass. Don't worry.
It will?
Oh, no, the elf statue. Oh. This is a disaster.
This rain is insane.
Everyone's going to disembark in Puerto Rico.
Oh.
Maybe this is my fault. If I hadn't been so pushy with the captain, if I hadn't made him come to the 80s party, if I hadn't gotten so into us talking and hopeful that maybe he could be something, he would have been back at his controls. We'd all have been saved.
Don't blame yourself, girl. But wait, you thought he could be something?
Wait, what?
Clear sky. I'll be.
Are we dead?
Don't think so. Old Mr. Washington is still wearing his banana hammock over there.
Ooh.
He wouldn't be in my version of heaven.
Come on, Mara. Captain?
Oh, what the?
Are those...
You gotta stop doing that.
Did you get us out of that storm with just some maps?
This guy's a master.
Mara, sailor, guy, dude. Okay, can you give us a minute?
Yeah.
No problem, lady.
Okay. Look, Captain, I owe you an apology. I'm too controlling for my own good, okay? Just too untrustworthy of anything not being in my hands. You're a great captain. You won an award based on a made-up guy obsessed with a whale, and here I am trusting a computer system over a real person. I need to change. No, I know I do. And well, I'm sorry.
Thanks. And, I'm sorry, too.
You? Why?
That computer system, it's actually pretty amazing.
Wait, you tried it?
Look, You've been on cruise ships before, but this is my first. I was so sure of my abilities, I didn't trust your knowledge. I turned it on, helped us steer out of the storm a little. I got us the rest of the way with my sextant.
Captain Carl using nav.
Corby, the cruise director, admitting she's too controlling. I guess we both have changed.
Guess so. Just realized I lost that bet at the 80s party, but you never told me your wager.
How about a sushi dinner?
Really?
We have a long 9 months together, party planner. Might as well start it as friends.
Sushi tomorrow, then. 8 p.m. sharp.
That's my kind of order.
From Vogue, The Run-Through.
A new weekly podcast featuring the most riveting news in fashion and culture. With Vogue's take on the big stories.
Fashion in relation to sports, culture, and politics. From the red carpets and runways to political and cultural events.
Bringing you undertold stories from around the globe.
With voices rarely accessible and uncommonly authentic.
On this season of The Run-Through, Serena Williams, Michaela Cole, Mathieu Blasé, and more.
The Run-Through with Vogue.
I'm Chloe Mao.
I'm Cho Minardi.
Available now wherever you get your podcasts.